Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On that hotline is where we find Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli, who is in studio with us here for a few minutes. Dan, the Pirates with a win yesterday, 8-3 over the Texas Rangers. So they only take, two out of their last six. They lost the first two games in Detroit. They lost the first two games against Texas over the weekend. They sit at 31-48. But of note, and you and I were talking before we turned the microphones on here, the Pirates, way back when they made the move to fire Derek Shelton, bring in Don Kelly, they strategically did not put that interim tag on him. So you think it's pretty clear he's here to stay. There won't be even a discussion in the offseason.
I think, you know, maybe the door is cracked for them to have some flexibility, Donnie, but I think that Donnie is back in 2026. That was intentional. I don't think anybody in the Pirates organization is hiding that fact. I suppose, again, there's wiggle room if something disastrous happens that they can, you know, get off of any sort of commitment to Donnie. I don't know what the contractual situation, we didn't know what it was with Derek Shelton for that matter, but I've just heard a lot of folks talking about, you know, well, is he going to be back next year? And well, they talk about it as if 2026 isn't a foregone conclusion. I guess technically it isn't, but I think it is far more a foregone conclusion then it is not. And that includes, and I think a lot of people were associating these two things together, is that if, you know, there's a change in baseball operations at the general manager level, well, and it's reasonable to think this way, that the GM is going to want, the new GM is going to want to bring in their own person, mm-hmm. right? And that probably is going to be the case, but there have been instances when Littlefield took over for Cam Bonifay, he inherited Lloyd McClendon. McClendon was fairly early on in the tenure. So precedent within the Pirates organization and around baseball, these instances have happened where, you know, there's a manager in position, a new GM comes along and, you know, they inherit the manager. And I think that that's going to be the case here. I would be shocked if Don Kelly, really almost regardless of what happens the rest of the way out, again, if they only win 20% of their games from now until the end of September, okay, maybe you say that this team isn't responding to this guy, but I think so far they're sitting at, what, 19-22?
Yeah.
Even though the offensive issues are still very much apparent, they have responded to Donnie Kelly far better than they were when they were 12-26 when Derek Shelton got let go.
Do you think as of now Charrington would be back?
The way that he was talking yesterday on the post-game show, it sounds like, or pre-game, his, not on his radio
yeah.
show, right? The way that he was talking, and, you know, we're, what, 5 weeks away from the trade deadline, essentially. Activity is really starting to ramp up. There's a lot of communication that's really just starting to begin with, you know, these teams. And he made mention And it sounded to me, when listening back to that show, that the Pirates are going to be active, that the Pirates are going to be doing a number of things. That's probably a combination of buying and selling, short-term deals, long-term deals, trading their short-term guys for hopefully players with control. And that, I think, would not exclude them dealing guys that are currently under control to try to make some bigger deals, because he believes, these are Charrington's words now, whether or not we believe that to be true, that they're not that far off, number one, and that, you know, the importance of getting better quickly is very much at the front of their minds. So they feel that they are in position now, as opposed to 4 or 5 years ago, that a combination of changes with their personnel on the field can get them to where they need to be. So it sounds like he's going to be given the reins here to, I don't want to say rebuild this thing, but certainly retool it and reconfigure it to capitalize on, in GM speak, which is this window that they have with Paul Skeens.
Are you starting to craft, with about, what, 5 weeks, you would say, 5 to 6 weeks, the end of July for that trade deadline, are you starting to put together, like, the list of guys that should absolutely be traded, guys that might be traded depending on the return, guys that are untouchable, like Heaney, for instance, as good as gone. Like, he's your typical veteran lefty. He's going to get dealt at the deadline. Anybody else fall into that category?
The bats of Adam Frazier and IKF, I think that they're probably just as valuable, if not more so, than Heaney, or maybe even some of the guys that are under control, and say, like a David Bednar or a Dennis Santana, if they were to be dealt away. Because offense, not only in Pittsburgh, it's just a bigger sore thumb than some other clubs. But if you look at what offense is around the league, other teams are struggling. They are on similar stretches at times, though the Pirates do it far more consistently than everybody else. Similar stretches, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time that Pittsburgh has gone through. So I think he could fetch a nice return for IKF. That's a professional at bat that wears a number of different gloves. He fits in nicely on a contender. Adam Frazier, same way. Mm-hmm. It's from the left side. So you can get, I think, a nice return for those guys. And of course, Heaney, I mean, who wouldn't want a veteran left-hander who's been there, done that? And
he's having a pretty good year.
No doubt. And, the ballpark's probably a little bit of a factor there. He's not been as good as he was maybe the first month of the season, but be that as it may, back into the rotation, injury attrition, just having an extra arm, he fits in so nicely if you're a contending team. So, yeah, I would say all of the expiring contract guys are as good as gone.
And they still have control over these two names I'm going to bring up, but should Keller or Falter be two names that they seriously consider?
I would be more inclined, I mean, to start with yes. Yes, more so on Falter, perhaps on Keller. That's my stance. I think that Falter, you know, I don't want to say that it's all smoke and mirrors, but I have a hard time believing, and say what you want about his extension, his perceived velocity, that he's going to be able to pitch at this level as an elite arm. I see his value right now as high as it's ever going to get. And maybe I'm mistaken here, but if you can capitalize on that, there's plenty of control, really, for the better part of the remaining decade here. That's an arm that perhaps somebody will take over, and you can fetch a really nice return. And I don't think it erodes your depth all that much, whereas Keller, boy, that's an arm that is, and Falter's been just as good in many respects, but Keller, I think, with his stuff makeup, the way that he's able to take the ball every fifth day, there's a longer track record of him giving you quality starts, and I feel more convinced that Keller would be a good keep for the Pirates.
You also had a note earlier with the morning show. There was the ejection of Dennis Santana last week in Detroit, but it's a lot more than what the video shows, which is normally the story with a lot of these things, and sometimes people even watch them without the volume on, or they don't see the video at all, and they just think, you know, how could the player be so classless in this situation? But from your understanding, what you've heard, that it's quite a different tale.
Well, yeah, and I mentioned this. It's picked up some traction, I guess, this morning, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say it or not, but I did, and I will, and I'll double down on it. But the guy had, like, nuts of some kind, peanuts maybe, thrown at him by some fans, and everything that I gathered, and this isn't coming firsthand from Santana, this is from a few different people that I've heard this from, that you know, basically there were some racial undertones that were hurled his way. And I don't know if fans recall, but maybe a month or two ago, I'm not sure of the exact date, but Santana's on the bereavement list. He recently loses his father, and the fans apparently did their homework with the intent of getting under his skin and evoking his recently deceased father's name into, you know, the heckling. That it was funny because we heard Santana post game, Donnie Kelly the following day mention, and I could tell in their body language, because I sit fairly close to Donnie in his office, and you know, he felt strongly, and almost he was defending the actions in some respects of Dennis Santana. And that seems, you know, obviously odd that, you know, there's always a line to cross regardless of what fans are saying or doing, that, okay, maybe there's one exception to the rule here. And Donnie was in the particularly, you know, the case of Santana here, he had his guys back. And then he mentioned, and shame on me for not following up on the record, that, you know, a line was crossed there, a line from the fan, that mm-hmm. is. And, you know, I think it was Saturday and Sunday, I heard that, you know, these are the things that basically from Santana's camp that he heard that caused him to react that way, because it was very surprising. Having gotten to know him a little bit, the personality dynamic, it was very out of character for a guy like Dennis Santana. So I don't know. I put that out there. I'm not sure if I should have, but, well, it's out there in the ether now. So that's what happened, if folks are wondering.
Dan Zangrilli, check him out post-game tonight. We think around 6:45. We were kind of joking, trying to figure out what time it is after PM team overtime. Pirates and Brewers tonight, first pitch at 7:40. Dan, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, man, you got it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.